Good singing this morning. If you got your Bibles, turn to Acts chapter number 28. Acts chapter number 28. Aren't you glad you're saved? Somebody say amen. I'm glad I'm here this morning. Now, if you're watching by way of live stream, will you do me a favor? I would like for you to share the message this morning, if you would. I've got a message you need to hear, and everybody in this room needs to hear, and I'm getting ready to preach. Somebody help. And some of you preachers now, you young preachers, help me preach a little bit today. Hey, next time you're up here, I'm going to put on the mum when you preach. You help me now. Amen. Acts chapter number 28, if you're there, say amen. Stand with me to you with your Bibles open there. I feel a little preach on me this morning. Dustin, told me, said, you act like you're feeling pretty good. You're looking pretty good. Now, I am looking good, and I am feeling good. Amen. What'd you say? Amen. I'm going to give you $5. Acts chapter 28, are you there? And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita. And the barbarous people shewed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us every one because of the present rain and because of the cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. How many of you in this room don't like snakes?
Amen. Come on, brother.
Well, the rest of you are idiots. Okay? And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, they said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer, whom though he has escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live. Now notice this. This is what I'll be preaching on this morning. And he shook off the beast into the fire. And I like this. And felt no harm. Woo! Hallelujah. Howbeit they looked when he should have swollen or fallen dead suddenly. Evidently it was a real poisonous snake. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds, calling him a murderer one minute, and said that he was a god. And in the same quarters were possessions of the chief men of the island, whose name was Publius, who received us and lodged us 3 days courteously. And it came to pass that the father of Publius lay sick of a fever and a bloody flux, to whom Paul entered in and prayed and laid his hands on him and healed him. So when this was done, others also which had diseases in the island came and were healed, who also honored us with many honors. And when we departed, they laid us with such things as necessary. Our Father, I pray you'll help me preach. I know there's people in this room and people listen by the way of live stream, all this country, many foreign nations are watching right now that are going through things this morning. And I pray that they'll be able to receive this little principle that Paul done in his life and that we can apply in our life every day. Help me preach. Don't let me be afraid. And give me strength in Jesus' name for his sake. Amen. By the time we come to chapter 28, Paul had got saved on the road of Damascus. How many of you remember when you got saved? I just want to ask you if you remember. Is it still good today? Hey, is it still real today? Is it still a blessing to you today? Well, somebody ought to praise him this morning. Paul got saved on the road to Damascus. By the way, when he got saved, God gave him a job to do. Hey, he had three missionary journeys to do. I won't get into all that, but I want you to know Paul was a faithful man of God. Just because you're faithful doesn't mean you won't have a problem. Somebody help me preach. Just because you do things right don't mean you ain't going to get in some deep water every once in a while. Somebody help me preach. So Paul, if you study the life of Paul, he was seized of the Jews. He was interrogated. 70 people took him before Festus, and he was interrogated. And you know what Festus said about Paul? I like this. He said, much learning has made you mad. You know, really, I don't mean to get stuck. I'm about ready to run a rabbit right here. You know, most people think I'm crazy.
Oh, yeah.
And by the way, before you laugh at me, they think you're crazy too. But I want you to know, they may think I'm crazy, but I've got something they don't have. The reason they think I'm crazy is because I serve a God I can't see. But I have felt him, and I know he's in my life, and I know he's real. Somebody help me preach. Then he got before Agrippa, and Agrippa, he convinced him, but Agrippa said, almost thou persuaded me to be a Christian. And as we come to Acts chapter number 27, Paul said, I'm going to Rome. I'm going before Caesar. And they sent him to Caesar. And in Acts chapter 27, you know the story, how that they started in Crete, and a south wind was there, and it looked like smooth sailing. Paul told them, don't get on the ship. We're going to have problems. Oh, man. I got a lot of preaching to do, but I'm going to hit a few things on the way. You know, some of y'all ought to listen to preachers and listen to your man of God. And you wouldn't have near as much problems you've got in your life right now if you'd have listened a long time ago. Boy, it's kind of quiet in here. See, what you ought to have done is got on board with the preacher. Hey, he done told me. He said, if you'll take it off, I know it looked calm right now. We're going to get in trouble. Hey, I spend most of my time trying to warn people and tell them if they don't do right, they're going to get in trouble. And it may seem like smooth sailing right now, but I want to tell you what, that is a rocket that's getting ready to hit you. Actually, that's what happened. A rocket, and it was a particular storm in the Middle East. Most of the time in the fall and the winter, something near a hurricane or a typhoon, that's what hit them while they was out in the ship. All of them thought they was going to die. They threw things off the ship. By the way, some of y'all need to unload some of your wicked stuff. No, I'm not going to park there a while, but I'm going to hit it while I'm going. You know what Paul said to them, though? They were all scared half to death. He said, be of good cheer. The angel of the Lord, who I am and whom I serve, and by the way, that was Jesus, said, we ain't going to have no harm. And we're not going to lose any life. We'll lose some ship, but we ain't going to lose no life. Somebody help me preach. The boat fell apart. Chapter 27, verse 44, if you look at it, saw all of them escape safe to this land of Melita, which is today Malta. While they were there, I'm going somewhere. Y'all stay with me. They was building a fire. By the way, how many believe we need a fire today in revival?
Yes,
oh, somebody help me.
Yes,
and anytime you have a fire, you're going to get some snakes come out.
Amen.
Anytime God's starting to move on your life and my life, there's going to be some snakes come out.
That's good.
Whoa! And a venomous snake got a hold of him on his hand and stuck there. Some of you little girls, just think about a copperhead grabbing a hold of you. Some of you nod your head. How about a little, some of you would scream if you got a green snake got a hold of you. But he had a snake got a hold of him. By the way, it's just something about a fire that brings snakes out. And by the way, guess how he attacked him? He attacked him with his mouth. I really don't want to get ahead of myself, but I want to tell you, most of the time snakes get you, they get you with their mouth. By the way, there's a lot of people, the only way they know how to get you is to get you with their mouth. I'm glad I'm saved. I'm glad I know the Bible is the Word of God. But I want you all to know, in our Christian journey, there's going to be some beasts along the way. There are going to be some trials along the way. I'm preaching to sweet people this morning that you, some of you are depressed. Some of you feel depleted. Some of you are discouraged. Some of you are downtrodden. Some of you are in despair. Some of you are destitute. Some of you are distressed. But I want to tell you this morning, don't quit on God. Here's what you got to do. You got to shake it off. You said, I'm going through something I ain't never been before. Shake that sucker off. Oh, I'm coming. Some of y'all think I just got a little Sunday morning sermonette to Christian ants who smoke cigarettes. No, I got a real sermon. You need to shake it off this morning. Come on. See, you don't know what I'm going through. I got a God knows what you're going through. But I do know when that old snake bites you, when it gets a hold of you, that snake of the devil, you need to shake it off. Am I all right? Let me give you three things. Just follow me in the Bible. Whoo! They tell me not to preach this hard, and I'm trying not to. I can't help myself. Number one, you need to shake it off when you are stranded and left alone. I want you to know something. Paul was in the midst of a storm, but he was still faithful to God. I want to ask some of you that's listening by way of live stream that ain't been in church for a long time. Are you still faithful to God? I have no clue if you are or not. Are y'all still faithful to God? Let me tell you something. There ain't nowhere to stop today. Even though we're in a storm, we need to shake it off when we're stranded alone. I ain't going to tell you, there ain't going to be some times when you're alone, when nobody understands you, nobody knows what you're going through. Am I preaching? And I tell you what you got to do. Shit gets the cough. Am I preaching? And then on that ship, he had an abrupt footing. All of a sudden, the whole thing started falling apart. How'd you like being out that ship in a hurricane, in a terrible storm, and everything started breaking apart? There's some of you this morning, your life's kind of breaking apart. Some of you this morning, you've found yourself in chaos and crisis. You say, Preacher, I don't know what to do. I know what to do. Shake that sucker off. Then I see an abandonment of the familiar. In verse number 2, they landed on that island of Melita, a situation they'd never been there before. Didn't have no MapQuest, no GPS. They, some of you this morning, you're in uncharted territory. Hey, by the way, as a nation, as a church, as a people, we're in uncharted territory. I don't even know who to believe anymore. I'll be honest with you. I'm just trying to do my best. I don't know who to believe. Somebody help me if you believe everything you hear. I don't believe everything I hear. I'm trying to do what's right. But I want you to know something. We're in unfamiliar territory. We're in the midst of a pandemic. We're in the midst of chaos. Everybody in America's going crazy except me and you. And I'm not sure about you. There's some of you this morning are in places you thought you'd never be in your life. Some of you this morning, right now, you feel like you're by yourself. And you're alone. So what do you do when you feel alone? Shake that sucker off. Am I preaching? Whew. Number two, I've got to hurry. How many like number one? Well, I shake it off when we're stranded and left alone. But number two, verse three, look at it. We all shake it off when you are smitten and abused. Look at verse three. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on a fire, there came a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. First of all, I noticed a helpful performance of Paul. You know what he was doing even in the midst of trouble? He was doing something. He was working. He'd build a fire. He was cold and wet. You know what? I'll tell you what I'm afraid of. And I know, and I'm speaking gentle to some people that ain't come to church yet. We're in a safe environment, and you need to get back. Because you need to be back serving God in church and not forsaking yourself together. Somebody help me preach right there. We need to be busy. Now, I want you to know something. There's a lot of churches that don't give up on their soul winning, don't give up on witnessing, don't give up on missions. I know churches all over America have cut their mission support by 50%. I got a call from a preacher. I won't even tell you who. And I like the guy. He said he's thinking about dropping some missionaries. I said, what? I said, what? I said, listen, we need to be helping people right now. Hey, there's some missionaries having a hard time right now. We've got four, five, I don't know how many we got in our church. I see Allison here, Jim Jeremiah, Mark Edwards, Mike Blake, anybody else? Anyway, all of them. Man, they're in uncharted territory. They ain't been here before. They sure don't need no church to drop our support just because they can't get around like they used to. Somebody help me preach. I think it's wrong. I think we ought to be as busy as we can be for the Lord. I know it's hard to go knocking on doors. People don't want you to come up in front of them. But by the way, we still can witness to them. We can still send tracts to them. We still care for them. So we ought to be busy in the middle of our trial. Number two, under that, I see the hurtful predicament of Paul. A viper got a hold of him. You know, I'm going to say something as your preacher. I'm going to be a little soft. You're not going to get out of this world without being hurt. This is a hurtful world. Could you imagine when that poisonous snake got a hold of him and shot that poison in him? That had to hurt. You say, preacher, I've been thinking about quitting. I've been hurt. Wait a minute. Has God hurt you? Preacher, I've been thinking about stop serving God because I've been hurt. You know what you need to do? You need to shake that sucker off. I'm not going to tell you you're going to get through life without hurt. Hey, I've had my heart broken by people. I've had my heart broken by church people. I've had my heart broken by lost people. But I want you to know what to do when they do it to you. Just shake that sucker off. Am I preaching? I'm trying to. I've went through experiences in my life. I've been hurt by people that I thought never hurt me. I've had battles with people that I thought would never do me harm. And you have too. And sometimes when we get like that, we get disillusioned and we get frustrated. And the first thing we want to do is quit. But I want you to know something. There is something about when you get hurt. And when something grabs a hold of you, just shake it off. You said that you don't know what I'm going through. I got a God knows what you're going through. But you're living in pity party all your life. You're living like a victim all your life. You're not a victim. You're not a victim. Let me say it. You're not a victim. You're a victor if you got Jesus. I'm tired of watching Christians act like victims. Paul didn't act like a victim. He had a snake on his head. Man, he got bit by a poison snake. He didn't go up and look at me, look how bad it is. No, he shook the sucker off. Whew. Wait a minute, y'all ain't shouting. Let me do it. Boy, you're preaching good, son. I need to hear this. And don't act like you ain't never been hurt before. We all been hurt before. But what we do is we got to shake it off. And number three, under this thought, the horrible poison. He had a desperate problem. How many of y'all believe sin's poison? And then the depleting pressure. Man, I'm going to tell you what, now he's the only one on there that's saved. Hey, by the way, we under pressure. Do you know you're under a microscope right now? And you know what the world's watching right now? I want to come down there so bad. You know what the world's watching right now? How are we going to react during all this stuff? And I don't want to be critical. But there's some people right now that are reacting to this thing that we're going through kind of ignorantly. I don't understand how they can go to Kroger's and Walmart and Home Depot and wear a mask there, but they can't come to church. Now, I'm puzzled. Hey, if y'all got some counsel for me, come on. You say, well, hello. Now, if somebody got an underlying condition, don't even pay no attention to what I'm preaching. I'm talking about healthy people, got healthy kids and healthy everything that's worried to death. I want you to know I got a God I serve. We all in masks. We're trying to protect ourselves, but we ought to serve God. And the world's going to watch to see how we react to all this. And then some dangerous people. Some people are poisonous. That's why I tell you, you don't hang around with poisonous people. Some people are dangerous and they're poisonous. Hey, there's some people I don't hang around. There's some church people I don't hang around with. I done shook them off a long time ago. You said, why? Because they poisonous. I still love them. I still care for them. I still pray for them. But I ain't going to hang around that dangerous person who got poison in them. Amen. There's some of y'all, you better hear me. There's people you affiliate with. There's some people you let dominate you. You need to shake them off. Boy, that's good preaching anyhow. Number three, I'm done. Almost. Look at verse 4 and 5. This is amazing. You need to shake it off when you're slandered and accused. Now, there's some of you people, you don't like it when people say ugly things about you and slander you. Hello? But you say, what do I do when they start slandering me? Shake you. Off. Whew. Let's look at it. Verse 4. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hang on his hand, look what they said. They said among themselves, no doubt this man is a murderer. First of all, it's an unfounded lie. Have you ever had somebody lie about you? Come on now. Just an unfounded lie. Just make something up to hurt you. I've been minister of the same church 42 years. I've got a doctor's degree on people lying. I got a double PhD on it. But you say, what are you going to do when that happens? They call you a liar. They call you a murderer. They say you're just a heathen. Just shake that sucker off. You know what your problem is? You go into Pity Party Avenue. You get down on yourself and down on everything, and you think everybody just like them. By the way, probably 99% of the people we're around are good, loving people that care for God, and you let the one percenters affect how you live and how you walk. God, help us to shake it off. Whew. Am I still doing good, Chad? Not only an unfounded lie, look at then. This is amazing to me. I want to come down there so bad. I can't. Then he had the beast on Jeff and shook a sucker off. And you know what the barbarians done? Come here, Paul. Come up here. We were going, Paul Bear, they looked at his hand. Lord God, it ain't swollen. He ain't dead.
Amen.
I see them snakes bite other people around and they're dead. He ain't dead. Well, he's a God. That was an untrue label. No, he wasn't a God, but he was serving a God. By the way, you're not a God, and you're not mighty as God, but you are serving a mighty God. Whew. Whew. Then I see unwavering loyalty. Paul got taken care of, got to stay at this guy's name, Publius's house. Publius, I don't know. Had his father sick. While Paul was in the middle of all of his trouble, he went ahead and healed that man. And when everybody in the country heard that he was healing that man, guess what they wanted? They wanted some healing too. You know what this world needs? They need some men of God and women of God that'll shake it off and make a difference in their life. Oh, man. You know what I've tried to do for 42 years as your pastor? Just make a difference in people's life. Just be a person they can count on, that they know that's been through it, that will go with them. It still does me good when somebody tells me after 42 years, you've been a good preacher,
yes, sir.
A good pastor.
Yes, sir.
And some of you, you're going through it like old Job. Job lost his family, his fortune, and his friends. But he said, though he slay me, yet will I trust him. Job shook it off. We need to be like Elijah when he prayed the fire down and Jezebel got after him and he went under and got under a juniper tree and God sent angel food to him and took care of him. Hey, shuck it all. We need to be like Jeremiah. Somebody help me preach. When he said Jeremiah 20:9, he said, I'm not preaching anymore. I will never speak the word of God again. And then the word of God came in him and like a fire. You know what some of you need? You need to get on the altar this morning and say, despite my circumstance, despite my problem, I'm going to shake it off. You don't need a check in the mail as much as you need a holy God this morning. Bow your head with me. How many? I just want to ask a question. How many got some kind of viper that's got a hold of you? Some kind of snake, some kind of mess in your life. How many got one? Raise your hand. Just something that's plaguing you. Raise them up all in the church. How about you doing me a favor? Don't be bashful. come around this altar and shake that thing off. Say, I'm going to serve God. If you're not saved, you come and get saved. But I want to tell you, you need to come. There are people coming. Stand with me. Let me pray for you. Father, folk coming. They got junk all around them. Help them to shake it off. Help them to get a new conviction and shake it off. Lord, touch now in this invitation. In Jesus' name, for his sake. Amen. Sing.